Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of a brand new show. My name is Mo Stewart. I'm your host, and welcome to AFS. Now, the A is any, the S is sports, and if you've been on the Anfield Rap before, you can probably guess what the F is. This is a brand new show, as I mentioned. I'm finally going to get to use more than 25% of my sporting knowledge because we're going to be bringing you all that there is to know about some of the other sports that I'm into and probably some of you are into as well. We're going to be kind of talking about why we're into these sports, what's so great about them, and a little bit about what's going on in those sports themselves. Now, I've got two very, very esteemed sporting gentlemen alongside me in Phil Blundell and Christian Walsh, and that's because this first episode is all about the NFL. Now, some of you may know, even if you don't know about the NFL, that Super Bowl Sunday is coming up this weekend. The Super Bowl is probably the only part of NFL that breaks through the consciousness of those who aren't fans. Phil, I'll start with you. It's considered one of the biggest days in the sporting calendar around the world, but it's one of the biggest days, particularly in America, of anything. Do you think it's one of those things where if you are a casual fan, it's the best time to kind of get involved?
No, actually, I don't, because there's loads of narratives and stuff that you will not get if you haven't been into it for the whole season. The best way of getting into it, into the sport, I think, genuinely, is to just watch Red Zone on a Sunday night. Because yes, there's no sort of... One thing I think people really struggle with the sport is the pace of it, and there's gaps. There's 5-minute gaps, and people, you don't really, sometimes you don't understand why there's a gap. Because sometimes it could be quick. Ultimately, if they wanted it to be quicker, they could make it quicker. Let's be perfectly honest. So what Red Zone does, if you don't aware of it, is imagine at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, they flitter between every Premier League game that was on or every Championship game that was on or whatever. And they do that from 6 p.m. until the last match in the sort of afternoon session finishes at about, it's usually about 12:30, 12:45, something like that. So it's around then, but it flits between everyone. There's no adverts. There's no real downtime.
Bar 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Not hearing that till September. I know, isn't good. It?
Yeah.
But I just think it's because you don't get the sort of messing about in the middle of the pitch. You sort of get scoring, you get really big plays that throw the ball 50 yards. It's more exciting, and it's the best way of getting into it if you wanted to get into it, I think.